The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I have an in for Pat. Well, it's always a pleasure to chat with Joe Linehan, editor of Climate Supplement at the Sunday Times Ireland and environmental journalist. Joe, we want to talk about Plastic-Free July. It's a global movement. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's a global movement, Ivan, exactly. And it started a number of years ago. It was actually an Australian non-for-profit called Plastic-Free Foundation that decided to use summertime, when we're spending a lot of time near the ocean and the sea, to really raise awareness about plastic pollution and maybe give people tips and tricks on how to reduce plastic in small ways in their everyday lives. And it's such a great cause because, you know, plastic pollution and plastic production, I should say, over the last 50 years has increased 20-fold. We're still not at the peak of our plastic production, but it, you know, there's plastic pollution from the, you know, the peaks of the Pyrenees to the Mariana Trenches. Plastic has been found in human blood. Like, it, microplastic pollution and plastic pollution is such a huge issue.
So how damaging is it?
It's really damaging. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, maybe the environmental side of things isn't what activates them. You know, even though plastic is the cause of our wildlife choking, you know, being ingested by wildlife and then going up the food chain, I think when it comes to human health, sometimes people, that's when it hits home for people. And because plastic is in everything, it's in our cooking utensils, it's in our cosmetics, it's unfortunately in our food systems. We're ingesting about a credit card's worth of plastic every week, some studies suggest. So it's a massive issue and it leads to so many health implications. So look, this is a great month to raise that awareness, remind people that there are health implications of plastic pollution and just get people activated.
We've heard a lot about single-use plastics and, you know, reusable mugs and all that kind of thing. What are the simple things that ordinary people can do in their day-to-day lives?
Well, what I love to do, especially during Plastic Free July, because people will be seeing it on social media, a great thing to do is to just say, okay, maybe this Saturday or Sunday, I'm just going to notice how many things during the day I've made of plastic. So people will get up in the morning and they'll reach for their toothbrush. That's probably made from plastic, but that can very easily be swapped to a bamboo toothbrush. So just noticing things like that. Same with your toothpaste tubes. There's about 100 million toothpaste tubes going into landfill, I believe, every single year because they can't be broken down. They're a mixture of different materials, including plastic. But there's a great Irish company called Spotlight Oral Care who do recyclable toothpaste tubes. So just starting going through your day, you mentioned they're the reusable cup. In Ireland, it's almost 10 o'clock now. So in the last hour, about 22,000 single-use coffee cups will have been thrown in the bin in Ireland, which is staggering.
I thought they were mostly paper cups now.
There are, and actually I spoke with this a few weeks ago, it's a little bit complex. Some cafes are using compostable cups, but they have to go into a compost bin to be managed responsibly. Others are still lined with a very, very tiny little propylene insert, so there is actually plastic in there. So, and again, unless they're being composted or recycled properly, they're going into landfill, or unfortunately going to our oceans. So swapping to a reusable cup, a reusable plastic bottle, especially if you're travelling this summer, if you're in Dublin Airport, there are water stations everywhere. So it's become a lot easier to have these reusable options, and just little small things like that make a difference.
In terms of beauty brands and cosmetics, is there a non-plastic option?
It's very difficult to find that because, look, at the end of the day, plastic is amazing. It's an amazing product. It has so many incredible uses. We need it. It's fantastic. It's just when it's mismanaged and we use too much of it that it's an issue. So plastic, when it comes to beauty, is a great packaging product because it's lightweight, it's durable. What brands are leaning into, which is fantastic, is they're either offering recycling programs. Sculpt by Amy has an amazing recycling program, so you can bring back your empties and you'll get points that you can then build up and use in the store. Fantastic. Then you have other great Irish brands like the likes of Voya and Tan Organic. And what they do is they have spent a lot of money, time and effort investing in plastic pollution initiatives that pull plastic from the oceans. So they're looking at ways to kind of pull out plastic and use recycled materials. So there's great solutions out there.
Just tell us about the situation. It really, really is dire in relation to our seas.
It is. And in Ireland, you know, we consume double the EU amount of plastic here in Ireland. And part of that is because we're an island, so a lot of stuff has to be shipped in plastic. But we also just have habits when it comes to plastic use. So, you know, it pollutes our oceans, our seas, our rivers, our beaches. Now, the great news is that, you know, a couple of years ago, 2019, we had the SUP, the Single-Use Plastic Directive, come in. That got rid of things which people always give out to me about, like the plastic cutlery, the plastic straws. But look, it's made a massive difference when you speak to people like Clean Coast, who do a lot of great beach cleanups, they will say that they have noticed such a massive difference in the amount of those things being found on beaches. And it's the same with the deposit return. Everyone gave out to me about the deposit return scheme, but it has made a massive difference. And look, we need to get to a 50% plastic recycling target in Ireland. We're not quite there yet for 2025, but we're really on our way. Irish people make such an effort with their plastic recycling, so it's just a reminder to keep that up.
What about plastic chopping boards, asks one texter. It's a big contributor to ingesting plastic.
It is, just like cooking utensils, or if people are using, you know, plastic utensils to cook with. I would really encourage just go back to wooden utensils. Your wooden chopping boards are fantastic. There are so many amazing Irish companies creating them that don't have any kind of coating or anything on them. They're just wood and it's a totally natural material. A great, great point, and it's a big issue.
Is there a website you can go to kind of get all the savvy advice?
Plastic Free July, they have their own website and there's great tips on there. You'll get really inspired, and then if you look at the hashtags on social media, you'll get loads of great tips too.
Okay, the information is out there. My thanks to Joe Lennon, editor of the Climate Supplement at the Sunday Times Ireland, for bringing that to us. Be aware, there's a particular global initiative, Plastic Free July.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.